We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Rocky and Lissa in the morning on 98.5 KRZ.
Cutting the financial cord is what we're talking about. We have a mom that needs help, and her son is 27 years old. And here's the thing. Probably the toughest thing about being a parent is using the word no.
I bet.
And it starts at a young age, and you've got to start early and use that word. It gets so difficult, and it doesn't mean that you don't love your child. That means you do love your child.
You're helping them when you do say no.
Right?
I mean, parents that say yes all the time, you're really just enabling, and you're not helping them to actually function.
And it sounds like that's the situation here where she said yes to everything for such a long time.
Now she's helping with the phone, the car, the insurance, and other bills if he's short, but then he has money for other little extra luxury stuff, and she's like, something's not right. But does she do it all at once or do it slowly? Victoria said, here is some very harsh truth. If you hinder or prevent your child from growing and flourishing, you fail as a parent. This kid should be self-supportive by 27 and helping you out. She's like, why are parents in 2021 so unwilling or afraid to allow their offspring to mature and grow and go? I'm with you, Victoria, but it's easier said than done, I'm sure. Me as a parent, yeah, I can say that, but I'm sure it's easier said than done.
And again, having that conversation, keeping the door open if they need help, if they need assistance.
Right.
Okay, maybe they can't be totally 100% financially responsible for themselves, but just to get them going. And it seems like he's just relying too much on mom.
There's something about having to ask your folks for help. That's, to me, it always felt demeaning and awful, and
right.
I just had a pit in my stomach every time I had to do it. That's good. You should feel bad. I don't know. I felt like that's the proper way to feel. Like Laura says, teach him how to make a budget. Make him do one and stick to it. Make sure you let him know you are not a free bank. Back him up, but write it down. Make him accountable and make him borrow from you if you have to bail him out. And then do make him pay it back. Laura said, my parents were always there for me. Same girl. She said, thankfully, I always had a really big sense of guilt if I owed them money. I feel you.